People thought Rita Crundwell supported her lavish lifestyle through horses. But in 2012, she pleaded guilty to wire fraud, embezzling more than $53 million from the city of Dixon. The embezzler and she's a fancy felon are just a few of the horses named in an appendix of documents filed this week in the Northern District of Illinois Court. According to Jason Wadillo with the U.S. Marshals Service, the motion is specific to royalties payable to Crundwell for horses she once bred. She no longer owns them, but because they were enrolled in several incentive programs, they're eligible to cash payouts as long as they're still showing. Wadillo says the request is to get a court order that would allow the government to be entitled to the funds in all future years. He says he can't speak for the new owners, but adds,
you know, perhaps their creativity in naming these horses, dates back to being tied to Rita Crundwell, who in fact is an embezzler, is a convicted felon. And so they're being very creative, it appears, in the naming of some of the horses.
Wadillo also says more show clothes once owned by Crundwell continue to be recovered, and another auction is planned. I'm Jenna Dooley.